Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking was one of the world's greatest scientists. He dedicated his life to understanding and sharing knowledge about the basic laws of physics and the universe. Stephen William Hawking was born in Oxford, England, on January 8, 1942. His birth date was significant as it was the 300th anniversary of the death of Galileo, the father of modern science. As a child, Hawking excelled in mathematics and was known for thinking outside the box. Hawking studied physics at the University of Oxford and, in 1962, went to the University of Cambridge to do his PhD in cosmology. A year later, Hawking was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Doctors gave Hawking about 2 years to live. Following his diagnosis, Hawking buried himself in the study of the universe. He also got married and had 3 children. Stephen Hawking's main fields of interest were theoretical cosmology and quantum gravity. He studied the Big Bang theory with great interest. In 1974, Hawking had a major scientific breakthrough. By unifying 2 seemingly incompatible theories, general relativity and quantum theory, Hawking concluded that black holes can evaporate and get smaller, known as Hawking radiation. In 1985, after a tracheotomy operation, Hawking lost his ability to speak. Though his body deteriorated, leaving him nearly paralyzed, his mind continued to thrive. He used a custom-built computer program that connected his hand, head, and eye movements to a speech synthesizer. This sophisticated system allowed Hawking to communicate about 15 words per minute. He wrote his first book, A Brief History of Time, this way in 1988. It sold over 10 million copies. He went on to publish several more scientific books that, like his first, were accessible to everyday readers. In addition to being a professor of applied mathematics and physics at the University of Cambridge for 30 years, Hawking was a celebrity. His synthesized voice became one of the world's most recognized voices. Over the years, he made TV appearances on several shows, including The Simpsons, Star Trek, and The Big Bang Theory. Stephen Hawking once joked about the downside of his celebrity status. "It is not enough for me to wear dark sunglasses and a wig. The wheelchair gives me away." Hawking once admitted that his expectations were reduced to 0 after his ALS diagnosis. Everything since then has been a bonus. He died on March 14th, Albert Einstein's birthday, 2018, at the age of 76.